Road trip, finished out 4-2. You and I last Tuesday were discussing what would be, you know, a successful road trip because of how devastating of a homestand it looked like they had. 0-6, and you're like, hey, this is what you got to do. You got to cut this in half in terms of there were four games under 500. You got to cut that in half at minimum to get to two games under 500. That happened. And so most times you'll take a 4-2 road trip. Admittedly, you get greedy, though, once they start 4-0. Was it a successful road trip? Of course it was a successful road trip. But you feel like you let one get away yesterday, in particular on Sunday, to win that series against the Padres. So have they leveled things out in terms of, you know, calming the waters based off a 4-2 road trip? Yes. But what we saw on Sunday was much of the same story, right? You know, you felt like you got great pitching, but your offense, runners in scoring position, just did not deliver. You're off today, and then you begin a huge homestand. I say huge homestand because the teams you got coming in are no joke. Yeah. Rays and then the Dodgers over the weekend. You're currently 2 under .500. You're two back of a wild card spot. Fortunately, all the other teams kind of with you in that wild card that were chasing the final wild card spot also have lost a game or two. So you didn't lose ground per se, but you could have made up ground. I think it's just more disappointing because you felt like, man, you were right there to have a 5-1 road trip.
Yeah, the good news is having it right in front of you. But off day, it helped them out last time. That helped when he went down to Texas because they had their players only on a Saturday. Didn't work out Sunday. It was kind of disappointing. Then they had the day off. They go down to Texas. Interesting things happen. They give Jack the day off. He comes back, gets two home runs after
that.
Sweep the Rangers. You and I talked about it. What would be a successful road trip? And you think, okay, 3-3, just go 500, get back to the 500 mark. And we said 4-2 would be, that'd be really, really nice. And they finished 4-2, but I guess I don't feel that excitement like I thought I'd feel by going 4-2. I think you get greedy at a point when you win 4 in a row.
Of course.
Like that. And just to wait, maybe had they lost Friday and Saturday and then came back and won that game yesterday, you're feeling a little more momentum. But when you see things so tight that the way they are in the American League, you start looking at things and going, you gotta start winning those. Like, those are the ones, if you win 54, you lose 54, what you do with the other ones, that's the difference. But the good news is you have the Rays. They're the top wild card team right now. They're three games, they're plus three.
Good news is you can make up the game. The bad news is the Rays are playing as good as anybody in baseball right now, aren't
they? Good news is they actually moved to second place there for a small bit. Now they find themselves a game and a half behind Cleveland, but in as far as third place,
yeah, I'm not worried about the division at this point. You know, it's all about getting back above 500, which then puts you in a position to have a wild card spot. I think we recognize at this point with the way the Tigers have played divisional, like I'm not standings chasing the division at this point in time. Whether you're 8 games back or 10 games back in the division, it's more about truly, like, even more than the exact 2 games back in the wild card. It is. We all know kind of a range of what win total you need to get to be a wild card team. And so at minimum, it is all about the race to get back above 500. And this team, of course, had a chance with a really good road trip to do that. Instead, it's 4-2, which is you'll still sign up for every single time. But it's just this week, it's a little danger zone this week, though, Bink, because they haven't played well at home. And you're going to be in a spot where, given the opponents you're facing, are you going to either be, you know, 2 games under 500 still, and it's kind of a level 500 homestand, or you play some quality team here, or two of them, and you're suddenly 5 back just in a blink of an eye?
Rays have been playing good. They bring up a reliever that's like 6'10", throwing 100 balls an hour. I mean, they got some good things going. 7-3 in their last 10. But you have 9 teams in the American League within 2.5. Within 2.5 games of being a wild card team. That is where that small margin of error. You know, like, you had to win. You look back on it and say, man, we should have won out in San Diego that last day. I mean, it's right there, and Lugo was rolling, pulled a little bit early after 90 pitches, and you think, those are the games, man. Those are the ones you look back at because they do matter, especially, they actually all matter. I know people don't look at April and stuff like that. But those matter because you go back in, just like last year, the Royals beat Seattle by 1 game to make the wild card. So you think, well, those games did matter in April. Like, every game does matter. And I think, honestly, the last team that gets in the wild card will probably be 1 or 1.5 games above, if it doesn't go to a playoff game, to get that last wild card. It's going to be within like 1 game. Like, that last wild card spot will come. That it's that thin of a margin. It's a curse and a blessing because all these teams, conceivably, unless you were the Athletics or the White Sox, even the Orioles are 6.5 back. They've been playing
good
baseball.
Major League Baseball got rid of that 1 game tiebreaker, though. They don't do that anymore.
But the bottom line is, everybody's still in it. That's the curse and the blessing. Because when you look at, all right, how can we make our team better? Well, there's a lot of teams that are still in it. So they're not going to be trade partners with you like they used to be. Because front offices feel like they have a chance. one or two moves here and there. We can push our way in. We get guys getting healthy. We can make a run at the playoffs. That's why all those games are just so frustrating. They come down to the end because don't look at it. It's one game. No, that game mattered. That game yesterday does matter in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, I think the road trip, what you take away from that is what we were wondering. Would Bobby Wood Jr. get going? Would he get hot? And I think the answer to that is yes.
It's Perez.
And Salvi had some moments there on the road trip as well. The power disappeared on Saturday and Sunday, but heading into Saturday, I think they had hit 9 home runs on the road trip, which, I mean, way above where they have been throughout this entire season. And so you were thinking that could jumpstart the offense, and then Sunday it wasn't there. I'm not saying that they're going to win 5-1 every 6 games.
It got to the point where FanDuel was over favoring the Royals over 1.5 home runs than the Padres. I mean, the Royals were actually the favorite. They had over 1.5 home runs, which is insane. That's where they got to, that respect level they had got. The good news is Jack gets a couple home runs. That worked out perfectly for the Royals to give him a day off, let him refresh, go back the next day and get started. There's a lot of things to like about that road trip, but the grand scheme of things, we see everybody jumbled up. You're like, man, you got to find a way to win those because you don't want that to come back and haunt you.
Yeah, I mean, we've been discussing how far away from the deadline and to when you got to make decisions and be prepared to either be a true buyer or a seller. As I've said, you can kind of be both depending on where you're at. I know some people want you to be all in one direction, but I don't know if you really have to based off of potentially years of control that you might be trading for, or I guess trading away in some cases. And so much of that, I'll just keep saying it, will get sorted out. Here they are. We now know they are 2 games out of a playoff spot. They are 2 under 500. Once again, this week, by the time this week is over, the calendar is going to turn. This time next week will be the 30th, right? So it will basically be the calendar is going to turn to July.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the summer always just flies by. But next thing you know, it'll be 4th of July. So when you get to that point in time, that July 1 to July 10, to me, is decision time. What are you? And that's going to sort itself out. That's why this week is another one where you look at it and say, man, this can swing it one, you know, in a huge direction. If you go and surprise people and you win some series against 2 clear playoff teams and the Rays and the Dodgers team, that's what, like 17 games above 500 or something crazy. I mean, they're leading they're going to win the
NL
West.
And you get to face Ohtani.
Yeah, that's fun. And have they announced, I don't know if they've announced
Saturday, I think he's
is that
exposed.
For sure, or is that just projected?
Don't expect more than an inning, because that's what he's been doing.
I don't know if that was for sure or projected.
He just pitched his last outing, actually, it was pretty good. Inning pitch, 2 strikeouts, so I doubt you'd see him for more than 1 inning.